This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, everybody, say it with me now. We're number what? 11. We're number 11. That's our spot in Bloomberg 11. It's our spot in Bloomberg's annual ranking of the most innovative countries in this global economy. And bad as falling outside the top 10 is, what's perhaps more concerning is that when Bloomberg began doing this index, we were actually number one, a spot right now occupied by South Korea. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
The Bloomberg Index finds that the U.S. is lagging in science, technology, engineering, and math graduates, advanced degrees, and workers in R&D. And all those are linked to the high cost of education here.
The U.S. could subsidize STEM degrees to a greater degree.
Alex Tanzi compiles the innovation rankings of Bloomberg. He says when the world's best and brightest do come study here, increasingly, they then leave.
There's been talk of when people get a PhD in the U.S., it should come with a green card. So there's policies like that that would induce people to stay in the U.S.
It also matters what trained workers do in this country. Youngjin Yu teaches digital innovation at Case Western Reserve University. He says big American companies hardly conduct long-term research anymore.
We are living off the innovations of 60s and 70s, Cold War. A lot of innovation activities going on now is like a consumer experience.
Consumer experiences with short-term payoff, he says, like social media.
I would almost argue that these are frivolous innovations.
Yu says the government should focus more on R&D and human capital, citing his native South Korea, which tops the Bloomberg rankings. There,
if you work for science and engineering R&D area, then you don't have to go to the military service for full length.
A lot of research suggests that innovation is the main driver of long-term economic growth. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.